My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sandy Baskin, I'm Jeff Phelps. Number to join us, 216-474-0092. Andrew Hody will be taking your phone calls today. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning, Jeff. How are you doing today?
They're back. A lot of things are back. Guardians are up in the division again, Andy. I swear, this has been such a fun season. But how many times have we thought, okay, here comes the little slide. Now they're coming back to the pack. The other guys are catching up. Now it's going to be tight. It's going to be a pennant race. And now maybe it's even over. You know, now maybe we got to think wild card, blah, 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 blah. And no, they just keep on coming. How about that?
We've done that a couple times this year. I have noticed it. Dan wanted to play slip sliding away last week. I was like, what?
See?
What? It was me. I'm kidding. It was me. Because it felt that way.
Yeah.
You can't tell me it didn't feel like it was all slip sliding away.
Well, it kind of
but
felt
now
that
they're
way,
back, and that's okay. It's a long season. Like I say, it's 162 all the time.
Is that what you say?
No, I just get tired of hearing that.
It's nice.
The trick, though, I think for the reason that they are where they are right now, is go back and look at the last two games, right? They've given up, what, 3 runs in those last 2 games?
Yeah.
And doesn't it feel like they have a rotation now?
Well, that's...
I mean, it didn't feel... You know, you go into Kansas City on August 26th with TBA and TBA to start, and you wonder how you walk out of there with back-to-back losses where they've really struggled on playing these doubleheaders. We got to avoid doubleheaders for the rest of the season.
Now, it's just the last 3 starts, okay? So I don't know that we can completely say, yes, the rotation is back and locked in. However, this is what they had in mind. On Saturday, Matthew Boyd, who that's looking like a phenomenal signing, goes 6, gave up a run on 4 hits. They lost the game. They didn't score any runs. But he went 6 and gave up just 1 run. Sunday, Alex Cobb, perfect game through 6. He ended up going 6, no runs on 2 hits. Yesterday, Gavin Williams, no runs on 1 hit through 7. The starting pitching that this team has been based around for a long time, Andy, was on display the last 3 games. They've won 4 of their last 5 games. And it started, you know, when they salvaged that game against Kansas City, when, you know, when the lead went bye-bye, right? You look at the standings, they weren't on top anymore. And they had lost 9 of 12 games. And now the guys have won 4 of their last 5 games. Starting pitching is back. The lead in the division is back. 2 other things are back that I think are essential. Why in the world did it take so long to call up Kyle Manzardo?
Roster expansion made it easy.
Well, I know, but it made it easy. The team hasn't done anything easy all year. The guy's only played 2 games. But he's 2 of 6, and he hit 2 home runs in his first game back.
It was very nice to see.
Hell, it was. It was his first 2 major league home runs, and he hits 2 home runs in 1 game. This offense needs some punch. Maybe he can keep it going. Okay, maybe. But this is, I think, even more essential. On August 23rd, Lane Thomas was hitting 111 as a Guardian. In 10 games since then, Lane Thomas is hitting 384. 384. And in his last 2 games, he's 5 for 8 with a home run.
Yeah, yesterday felt really good, didn't it?
Man, Andy, if that guy can start to hit like just like he's hit in the last couple of years, I mean, you don't need him to keep hitting 384. Just hit what you've done in the last couple of years. But he's raised his average about 80 points in 10 games. And if he can start producing, because that's been a hole in the lineup since he showed up. It was a hole in the lineup before he was here. Let's be honest about that. That's why they brought him in. But he was a hole in the lineup wherever he was. Whether he was hitting second, whether he was down in the lineup, the guy wasn't hitting. Last 10 games hitting .384. And if you look at it just based on real recent activity, trade deadline acquisitions, you get Lane Thomas, .384 in the last 10 games. You get Alex Cobb, fingernail apparently intact, perfect game through six, no runs on two hits. You sign Matthew Boyd a little earlier, but he's one of those acquisitions. He's been outstanding since he's been here. Last time out, one run, four hits, six innings. Those moves are starting to pay off, all of them, and that's huge.
I'm just wondering what it means for him to just get dropped down in the order from second to seventh. I mean, it's got to take a ton of pressure off a guy, don't you think?
Well, I would think so, except for one thing. He's responding to whatever's happening now.
Yeah, things look comfortable yesterday, obviously, in the last two games. I thought he's looked like the guy they wanted to bring in. You just got to be consistent and keep it up. I think that taking the pressure off and not having to hit second probably has a little bit to do with it.
Well, think about this. As much as the offense has been struggling, if Lane Thomas can just not hit 111 anymore, you know, if the guy can from this point out hit 270, thank you. And if Kyle Manzardo can come up and give you a little offense. He's your DH against right-handed hitters. David Fry can be your DH against lefties. So you got a lefty platoon, a DH. You put Lane Thomas in center and you forget about it since he's hitting. Put John Kenzie Noel in right field. And if you need to, you give one of them a day off, you can play Tyler Freeman or Daniel Schneeman there. All of a sudden, and it didn't take much, two bats to get hot, and this lineup looks a lot different, Andy. And it gives me confidence in them that they can finish this thing off and win the division. I mean, you needed your starting pitching to step up a little bit and give you length. Last three games, 7, 6, and 6 innings. Thank you. That worked. And not only the length, but the effectiveness at the same time. And then you needed a couple of guys to get hot. Too early to say Manzardo's hot after two games. But, boy,
Well, if you go back and look at what he was doing in Columbus, he's hot.
Oh, he was playing real well. But when your welcome back is two home runs in your first game back, and then Lane Thomas, the key to the whole thing. Folks, I think they can hang on to this thing without much trouble. 216-474-0092. Are you as confident as I am? Because I'll be honest, I thought that they'll make the playoffs. I wasn't confident that they would win the division, Andy. I thought Kansas City was coming on. And I thought Kansas City had a great chance to keep going. And then they've had injury issues. They've fallen back. They're 4.5 games back now.
Yeah, I think
Twins 3.5.
Win today and then win tomorrow. And that 3-game series, losing 3 out of 4 to Kansas City means nothing.
It's gone. Yeah. And Kansas City's not the same lineup without Pasquantino.
Nope.
He got injured and he's out for the year. And that's. I told Dan before the show, I said, I know he was playing for the team that we're trying to chase. You know, they're chasing the Guardians for for the title, but just going back and forth. I hate to see injuries in that situation. You know, that's tough. They were really on the move, and now they're beat up. And Michael Lorenzen's out too for them, so that doesn't help them any. But that's okay. You know, I feel bad for them. I wanted the Guardians to beat them nonetheless. I just think the resiliency that our team has shown, Andy, it's really impressive. And I don't know if stunning is the right word, but it's just really impressive because numerous times looked like the fun run was over.
I go back to yesterday and I think about, well, what was this season supposed to be? It was supposed to be about strong starting pitching, right? And then he got injury after injury. Well, look, things have kind of – the ship has kind of righted itself, hasn't it? Because now you're looking at strong starting pitching. You could have strong starting pitching. And you know, they had to get a little lucky, right? You got to bring in the right guys. The more I look at it, the more I say, okay, here we go. This is where you kind of wanted to be, right? Mm-hmm. You wanted to be in a position where your starting pitching can carry you and give you six innings. Like, I feel more confident in six innings right now out of this rotation than I did any time prior to a week ago. But for some reason, I just think that they're set up. I think, obviously, the cuticle issue is no longer an issue. Way to go, nail polish.
Is it a cuticle? Thought it was a fingernail.
It's a nail. What's the difference?
Well, the cuticle is the little skin that grows at the bottom of the nail.
Is it definitely skin?
Buy that little thing and you push it back.
All right, well, cuticle, whatever.
Or you scrape it with your own fingernails, but you don't tell people you do that because they'll think it's coarse.
That's gross. I think. I don't know. I think this is about rotation.
What's I tell you?
This is about rotation.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
That sometimes honesty is always the best policy.
See? No?
Yeah, I think it's the rotation, man. I think this is why they can feel good and solid about going on to win the Central. A week ago, I didn't feel that way. Again, you walk into a game with two TBAs in a doubleheader, and shocker, you lose two in a doubleheader, and then you lose the next game, and the earth is falling, and the sky is falling, I should say. It'd be hard for the earth to fall, wouldn't it? I guess
it
could fall in outer space.
Give it time.
Are we always constantly falling, though? I don't know. Way too deep for this early in the morning.
Not cuticles and a deep conversation about the earth falling. What in the world?
Can you get me Kyrie on line one, please? I got to figure something out.
Wow.
No, and then you take two out of three from Pittsburgh, and now you're sitting on two more games against Kansas City. They had a great crowd at that game yesterday, too. Wasn't it fun to kind of see them go flat? I enjoyed that. I enjoyed watching the Kansas City crowd just go.
You're such a nice guy.
That's better than any cheer from a hometown team, is to have a crowd that seems a little bit like there's a little buzz there about the other team, and just to be able to shut them up. Oh.
Well, tonight you have Tanner Bivey and Brady Singer. So you've got the alleged aces of each staff. And if Bivey can follow through after what the other guys did, look out. I mean, Andy, Boyd, Cobb, Gavin Williams looking good. If Bivey can come up with a fourth straight great start for this team, man, just... You can pretty much, I would think, come close to burying Kansas City tonight. Come close.
Take the next two. I would say that. Take the next two, and then they're gone.
If you don't let Kansas City get to within 2.5 games, which they would if they won two. So I think even if they're 4.5 back, I think they're going to be hard-pressed to catch the Guardians. And you're right. If they can take the next two and put them 6.5 back, maybe you see them in the playoffs. But not as division champions, huh?
When are we allowed to talk about magic numbers?
Not yet.
Inside of 20?
Not yet.
Is that what it is?
Let's go 10.
What do you think?
I'd go 10.
Yeah. I mean, it's your life. You live it as you see fit.
There you go, Andy.
I'm going to go inside of 20. Inside of 20.
I'd say 20 is good.
Where are they at now? 22?
I'd rather go 10.
Yeah, I don't know. I like talking 20 about
it. 20 is counting like for a long time.
Not necessarily.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, you could be done in 11 days.
What's been the most impressive thing that's come back, folks? And why? Is it the lead in the division? The resiliency of the team? Is it Lane Thomas finding himself? Because he's really never found himself here before. Is it the starting pitching the last three games? Is the rotation lining up? There are a lot of good things going on. Is it Kyle Manzardo coming up from Columbus and hitting two home runs? All I know is that the team's in first place and the lead's not just a game, two games anymore. It's Baskin and Phelps here on The Fan. 216-474-0092.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.